What's going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode. This is the Coach's Corner over at Heartletics. Myself, Coach Mark, we're going to be diving into, I would say, just questions that people ask, you know, whether it's in our free, you know, Facebook community group over at Heartletics, which, hey, shameless plug, if you guys are not yet joined, you got to be a guy first off, right? So no ladies, I'm sorry. But just go to the group section over at Facebook. Search, just type in Heartletics. You'll see it right there. It's an amazing group. A lot of accountability, a lot of support, a lot of encouragement. We go over live trainings. We go over different tips and tricks, everything like this. So definitely stop over to Facebook, join our group. Once again, if you're a guy, no ladies, sorry. But regardless, inside that group, as well as just the community groups over at Heartletics, you know, we always like to, you know, ask questions and have people ask us questions, because the services that we provide at Heartletics, like, yes, there's personalized workouts and yes, personalized meal plans and yes, personalized check-ins, but it's more than that. It's more so about the education piece. It's more so about the service, the value of helping somebody. We really like to say that, you know, our job as coaches is to, you know, teach somebody how to fish and feed them for the day, feed them for the rest of their life, as opposed to just, you know, giving somebody a fish and feeding them for a day. Think about it like, you know, driving a car. Your driving instructor taught you that skill of driving that vehicle where, you know, it carried you on the rest of your life. You have those motor skills, you have the knowledge. So we love to teach people how to train, how to eat properly, specifically for their body type, their goals, their lifestyle, to create these sustainable habits. And in today's episode, Mark and myself are going to be diving into supplements, which is a really heavy topic that everybody loves to talk about and have questions on, as well as alcohol, which, hey, let's face it, summertime is right around the corner. A lot of guys want to look good with their shirts off, but also kick back a few beers and just relax and not have to worry about that. And so Mark's going to be sharing with you guys some very, very valuable tips on how to consume alcohol and not worry so much. But before we get started with that, let's dive into supplements. Okay. This is going to be a Coach Joe lecture that I have said multiple times on other podcasts, other training videos. If you're a client listening to this, you know, this is going to sound repetitive because I say it all the time. Don't get fooled into the marketing, right? Plain and simple. If you see somebody that, let's say they have six-pack abs or some chick in a bikini, and these individuals that look amazing, they're telling you to take a certain supplement, and let's say they say that they use it, or they have a special discount code, right? Use Coach Joe 20 for 20% off your offer, whatever the case may be. Odds are they're just an affiliate, you know, and don't get suckered into that. And I feel like a lot of people do, where they see somebody, right, that billboard, right, or that image or that sponsored ad, whatever the case may be, of all these people that look a certain way claiming that they take a supplement, right? Here's the reality, okay? Just like how, you know, with training, you can't, you know, out-train a bad diet. Well, it's the same thing. You can't just take a whole bunch of supplements and expect to look your best without really focusing on the habits, the foundation. And supplements, they do work. And we're going to go over a few here that are beneficial to take. But hear me out. When it comes down to supplementation, it's only anywhere from, I would say, maybe 2 to 5% the overall results that you will ever get. If you look at a pyramid, for example, right? Supplements are at the very top. So what's the foundation? Well, for starters, right? Your calories, right? Your overall nutrition, you know, as far as what's going into your body, you know, your proteins, your carbs, your fats, your overall macronutrients, your micronutrients, your training, right? The NEAT, the non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which obviously right now we're going through a step challenge that Coach Dennis is running. And it's awesome because everybody's losing more weight. Everybody's feeling great, right? Participating in this challenge. And the NEAT, the non-exercise activity thermogenesis, is a huge aspect to that. You know, the sleep, the recovery, basically everything that we go over with these 7 essential fat loss habits for success that we talk about Heartletics and how we coach our members, that's what you need to master, right? That's always going to be the foundation, the meat and the potatoes, the bread and the butter, right? The supplements do very little. So just keep that in mind. Now, as far as supplementation, here are probably the best ones that Mark and myself kind of went over. Here are some decent ones that they're okay to take. Right. And then obviously some ones that it's just a complete waste of money. I'm going to share with you guys that there are a lot of scams out there. I'm going to share you guys a little trick that nobody really knows about. And this is what I personally do. Okay. That's going to help you guys out. So for starters, before we talk about the best, the decent, and, you know, the worst supplements to waste your money on, understand this also. Okay. that at the end of the day, with all this stuff that we're about to say, you do not need to take supplements. You can get them in through wholesome foods. That's it. Plain and simple. You know, I'm a fan of protein bars. I'm a fan of protein powders. I'm sure a lot of other people are as well, but you know, we coach members, right? And there's also different coaches as well that like to eat whole foods and do very little supplementation, right? So it has nothing really to do in terms of the progress and the results. It has everything to do with what works best for your lifestyle. And that's what we always go over at Heartletics, is coaching somebody on what works best for them to create these sustainable habits. As far as the best supplements, Mark actually did a phenomenal podcast, which you guys should definitely go check out, going over all about creatine, right? Creatine is by far the number one most researched supplement to take. I would say if you're in the gym, okay, if you're doing compound movements, right, your squats, your bench, your deadlifts, you're heavy into resistance training, you're an explosive athlete, then, but, you know, obviously take creatine. It's going to help you have more energy, not in the form of like a stimulus, like a pre-workout, but just more energy for those last few reps in reserve in the system, okay? Creatine is a great supplement to take. The second one is protein powder. You know, a lot of people don't think of that being a supplement, but it definitely is, you know, and why is it so great? Well, think about it like this. You know, the more protein that you're consuming into, let's just say your diet, the higher chances you're going to lose more body fat. And that's why we always preach about, you know, protein having a higher effect on the thermic effect of food. It's just beneficial with, you know, creating more lean muscle tissue, speeding up somebody's metabolism, guys with testosterone levels. There's a lot of benefits to, you know, taking protein. And let's just say if you can't, right, have it through all whole foods for whatever reason, you know, maybe time constraint or you're really busy, having a supplement like a protein powder is very beneficial. As far as decent supplements go, for starters, ashwagandha, you know, that's a great supplement. It's an herbal supplement. And I would say that, you know, how that's beneficial is one, most people are underneath a lot of stress, whether it's stress at home, whether it's stress because they're not sleeping well, whether it's stress at work, whatever the case may be, right? So that stress is going to spike your cortisol levels, right? And when your cortisol levels are elevated, it's pretty much impossible to lose body fats, right? And remember, weight loss, fat loss, two different things. So I'm talking body fat with this one. And so ashwagandha really helps just lower cortisol levels down, all right? As well as also it does have some benefits to actually boosting testosterone levels. And you got to think about it like this. If you're able to sleep better, if you're able to, you know, reduce your stress, lose more body fat, obviously that's going to aid in more testosterone levels, you know, just like anything else, right? Helping you lose more body fat. The second one is caffeine, right? Caffeine is great in terms of energy, right? You can call it a pre-workout if you want. I personally don't take pre-workout because it just affects my stomach. I don't like the feeling of the beta-alanine giving me like the ants crawling underneath my skin. I don't like that, you know? So like I'll stick with just coffee, plain and simple. But the reason why caffeine is so great is just for the simple fact of energy purposes, you know? Not like it's doing anything special within your body to burn more body fat. No. You have more energy, you can move, you can fidget around more, right? You can, you know, different aspects of just being active, which is going to help you lose more body fat, right? The same thing as NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. The third one that's a great supplement, in my opinion, right? Decent on this category list is chromium. If let's say you're going out to eat and you have an abundance of food, chromium really helps your body digest things properly. Think about that like, a digestive enzyme or a probiotic or prebiotic, but just amplified, right? A little bit more beneficial in terms of just telling your body, you know, where the proteins, the fats, and the carbs should be digested and distributed throughout your body. Fish oil is a great supplement to take as well. Good for your heart, good for your brain, good for your joints. And then I would say also like multivitamin or a green. Now, regardless, you, once again, you can get all these supplements, right? In terms of just having whole foods, right? Just based on your overall diet. Okay, you don't need to spend your money on this. But I would say if you're going to, this is a good bucket, a good list for you to at least invest into. Now, as far as supplements to not invest to, that is a complete waste of money. Definitely the top two is fat burners and testosterone boosters. Because I'll say like this, right? A fat burner is nothing more than just a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of black pepper extract. And all it does, right, is simply help you move more, help you be more active. right? It's just, you can get that through a cup of black coffee, plain and simple. There's no effects, right, of scientifically, you know, having a pill that's going to help you lose more body fat. And I'll say it like this, just like how I said in the beginning, you can't out-train a bad diet. You can't just take supplements, right? If you're smashing your face with, you know, pizza and Big Macs and, you know, whatever the case may be, and you're taking a fat burner, expect to have the dad bod for the rest of your life, right? It doesn't work like that, you know? Like, you got to actually put in the work. As far as testosterone boosters, well, I'll say like this, they'll work for maybe a week or two, but at the end of the day, your body's going to get used to that. And then you just got to keep on increasing the dosages. This is why we're not fans of like TRT, HRT, testosterone boosters, testosterone therapy, anything like that, because it's telling you to put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Now, I want to give you guys a big secret before Mark takes the cake and talks all about the alcohol here. There's a website that you can go to. And if you're buying supplements on Amazon, I highly recommend you do this, okay? Let's say you want to buy a supplement. The first thing that you should do is just copy the Amazon link and go to fakespot.com, fakespot.com. Because I'm pretty sure that you guys have probably ever done this. If you ever bought supplements, you buy it. And guess what? It says on the little cap or somewhere, a little photo image that says, hey, leave a review and we'll give you a free bottle. Guess what? It's called marketing, people. Think about it, right? Like, if somebody's going to leave fake reviews, right? Not even really taking the supplement. They just want another free bottle, right? Not even knowing the effects of how it actually plays dividends or helps them out or anything like that. It's going to look, when you go on Amazon, there's 4,000 views, 5,000 views, 10,000 views, 5 stars. But are they actually accurate? Does it actually make sense? Is it actually a great supplement to take? Or are they just fake reviews that you're getting suckered into in terms of the marketing, right? Because you're seeing the 5 out of 5 stars. So my recommendation is, whenever you're about to buy anything, you know, copy the Amazon link, go to fakespot.com, type it in, and you're going to see if something is an A product, a B product, a C product, a D product, F, all these different rankings. And then you can be the judge to say, okay, hey, putting the reviews aside, here's actually what it's ranked. Should I take this or not? But like I said, if you play it simple based on the recommendations that Mark and myself have given you, you're going to be in good hands. Mark, sir, about alcohol, brother.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've had a couple of people ask about, you know, alcohol consumption, how to, you know, work it in, how it affects body fat. So let me start off with a brief overview of the science. And I'm going to say that Coach Joe did an awesome podcast on this. So if you want to hear it more in depth, check that out. But briefly, alcohol is kind of the fourth hidden macronutrient, right? So you've got, you know, your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. And then the hidden one is alcohol. Protein and carbs, right, are, 4 calories a gram. Fat is 9. Alcohol is 7. So alcohol, right, you know, obviously up there with fat as far as, you know, the amount of calories per gram. You know, it's on the higher end. This is not to say that you should completely not ever have alcohol. If you're a person who enjoys alcohol, if that's a part of your lifestyle, we want to show you how to incorporate it, you know, smartly to still achieve your goals. But before we get to that, there's some science that you should know about what alcohol is doing. So in the process of metabolizing alcohol, and I'll just summarize this. If you want it more in depth, check out Coach Joe's podcast, like I said. But basically, ethanol is being turned into NADH, which is then being turned into acetate. And acetate, this process is the fatty acid oxidation. Acetate is basically a toxic, you know, substance in your body. And by, you know, the process of this metabolization, you are now slowing down your metabolism. And that slowness is going to last after the alcohol consumption somewhere between, you know, 10 to 48 hours. So, you know, in the process of slowing your metabolism that way, you're also contributing to slowing down the burning of body fat. Your body is going to be hindered in that process by up to 75% after consuming, roughly two drinks. So, you know, that's a significant impact, but it doesn't mean that there's not ways around it. Also, consuming alcohol does lead to water retention, right? So if you are, you know, on a program where you're trying to burn body fat, see results, be aware when you weigh in the next day after consuming some alcohol, you may be retaining some water that may throw off your measurements. Give yourself a day or two, weigh back in again, and you may see that that was a temporary water retention based on the alcohol. And then one other thing to keep in mind as far as alcohol's effects on the body is that it does affect testosterone as well. It is going to impede your testosterone production. And by doing that, you're also subsequently impacting your ability to, you know, build lean muscle tissue, you know, have energy, et cetera. So, you know, in the overall process of, you know, building muscle and burning fat, it's going to slow things down a bit. But that being said, there are people who, you know, this is part of their social life, part of maybe entertaining for business, whatever it is. So there are ways to, you know, accommodate this and not completely derail your health and fitness goals. One thing to think about is, right, that when you are planning to go consume some alcohol, if it's possible, depending on the event, try not to combine that with, you know, your plans for eating out or your food consumption. You know, try to have the alcohol separate from the food. Because with the alcohol slowing down your metabolism, if you can separate the two, you have less of an impact of the slow metabolism, you know, being, you know, affecting the processing, the digestion, the metabolizing of the food that you're consuming along with it. So that's one kind of tip as far as, you know, incorporating the alcohol. The other thing to think about is that you, you know, much like we, you know, as a coaching program, help our clients to incorporate their favorite foods, you know, have some donuts, you know, whatever it is that they enjoy eating. There are tips and tricks to plan to, you know, have some alcohol consumption if that's what you enjoy, right? So one thing to do is pre-plan. If you know you're going out, you know, and you're tracking your nutrition, your macros, right, pre-plan those drinks in your planning for the day. And that way you could see where does that leave me off as far as the rest of my goals. You know, how many calories do I have left for the day? What is my protein needs look like, you know, per calorie after that, et cetera. It just helps you to plan better to accommodate that alcohol consumption. The other thing too is to think about what alcohol you're going to consume. You know, try and do things where you're mixing it with a zero calorie beverage. Some ideas, right? Vodka and soda, if you're doing that with like a low calorie, you know, or a zero calorie beverage, you're at around 96 calories a serving, you know, whiskey and diet soda, you know, so try and stick with things like that. Gin and a diet tonic, about 115 calories, rum and a diet soda, about 115 calories. So try and stick with things like that, where you're, you know, A, mixing it with a zero calorie beverage, and B, moderation is always key. Right. You know, you want to actually, you know, think about how much you're consuming. You want to enjoy this. It's part of your social life, whatever. But you also don't want to derail, you know, work that you've put in. Also, think about it this way. If you are, you know, consuming heavily and you are on a workout plan right the next day, obviously, right the next morning, your willpower may not be as high. Your energy levels may not be as high. So when it comes to your training, right, you want to keep that in mind as well. So all of this is just to say, like, hey, there's no reason, you know, in a health and fitness regimen to completely cut out anything. We as a program, you know, we always are encouraging our clients to tell us what it is that they like as part of their lifestyle, because this has to be sustainable. So we want to know what you like and we want to teach you how to incorporate it. And the same goes with alcohol. There's no reason that you have to completely cut it out. Just plan it smartly, plan it safely, and you know, think about it kind of ahead of time so you can incorporate that into your overall health and fitness goals.
I love it. I love it. Just like you said it very nice, Mark, about, you know, hey, you're going out to eat, right? Or you want to consume maybe some cakes or some donuts, right? It's the same thing, right? It's how do we fit that in, right? How do we set up a strategy specifically for that person where they can enjoy those foods and not sabotage their results? And if you guys want more information about this, you know, obviously, you know, Mark, you know, suggested the podcast and then I suggested Mark's podcast as well. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, I'm going to have at the very end, the little clips on the side, where you can simply just click on them, right? I'll have, you know, the creatine podcast, and then I'll also have in there, the podcast about fat loss. And we do a deep dive in this, but I would say that, you know, if you're somebody that, let's just say you want to lose some weight, right? You want to burn some body fat. You want to learn how to create some of these sustainable habits, but most importantly, you need help and you want help. You want to get all the guesswork taken off your plate where, you know, you don't have to go to Google and go to YouTube and continue to do this trial and error of, you know, throwing stuff on the wall, seeing what sticks. And you want a plan that's really going to help you out. I encourage you guys, you know, set up a free discovery call. You can find the link down below if you're watching this currently live right now on Facebook, or YouTube. It's going to be in the description. And then if you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify, just go to hardlogics.com and click on the button that's at the top right that says, you know, talk with our team. And basically what we offer on these free discovery calls is creating what's called a game plan, you know, and that's really figuring out where you're at right now in terms of your occupation, your family life, your current habits, what you've tried maybe before in the past or currently trying right now, but also where you're trying to get to in terms of your health and fitness goals. And it's just for us to decide and kind of help you out as far as like, what is the best roadmap for success that's going to get you from point A to point B in the most sustainable way possible. And so if you guys would like some help on that, obviously schedule a discovery call, talk with either Coach Mark, Coach Jimmy, or myself or anybody from our team, honestly. Like, we just want to be the coaches that provide the most value and help you on the most, you know, beneficial way where you create these sustainable habits for the rest of your life. With that being said, this has been Coach Joe, Coach Mark, Heartletics Podcast, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Peace out, Girl Scouts.